Mamie by Ali Giles, read by Mia Sundby.
It was the morning they burned the letters behind Gad's Hill Place. Dear little Mamie, so small and so fragile, staring away over the blustery hills of Kent as the flames fought, then flattened, as if feigning defeat to the wind. And he feared then he had lost her. Mamie had turned and smiled adoringly at him, though, begging him to button his coat, for it was winter now, and the wind was biting. His daughter. His love. One of the letters they burned was the marriage proposal to Mamie, over which she had pored that same morning, in wide-eyed wonder and disbelief, her temperament too gentle for exuberance, and easily crushed. He had been harsh, watching the light extinguish from her eyes with a curious relish. The would-be suitor was the son of a London scholar, and falteringly told them he hoped to pursue a similar career himself. A humourless young man, his impressive new suit much too large for him, and which sat almost of its own accord, rigid and unyielding around the shoulders, as if it were a box he had been dropped into feet first. Mamie had not laughed at this observation, however. "One would think you were jealous, Charles," Georgina had told him, smiling gently. Winter that year was the bitterest disciplinarian, within more than without. He watched his daughter grow quieter, then quieter still, her spirit quite gone, her eyes cold, as if life had frozen within her. He had sought Georgina out and found her in the parlour finishing some needlework. Georgina thought it unwise for Mamie to convalesce in his rooms, but Charles insisted, "I want her close. You are too indulgent. A broken heart is something we must suffer alone. I want to protect her from such things. You are too protective." He leapt to his feet at that, pacing restlessly, until she sighed and dropped her needlework. "Charles, you tell me then that I'm a poor father," he burst out, anguished. They stared at one another in startled silence, until at last Georgina rose to close the drapes. Once settled again, she replied, "The truth as I see it, then. You keep her too close, so close she does not see the world. She knows nothing but you." "I am the cause of her depression, then. She has a broken heart, not an illness. The man was unsuitable, though I feel any suitor would be unacceptable to you. And yet she looks so affectionately, still. Of course. She is unaware of the injury you have caused her. She knows nothing else." His eyes on hers were speculative, yet unseeing. For a long time they said nothing else, and the housemaid came to set the fire in the grate, which she did very quickly, unsettled by the dark and brooding air of her master. "I stole her heart away," Charles murmured, as if only now it had dawned on him. "I stole her heart away and replaced it with ice."